From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour in Afghanistan, where the U.S. military is planning an offensive into the southern province of Kandahar, where the Taliban first began. The campaign is set to start this summer. But for it to succeed, the military needs the support of tribal and community elders. Tareel Iwisa is the governor of Kandahar.
Well, any operation will not happen unless we have people's permission.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai recently said the same, promising tribal elders there will be no operation until you are happy. But making them happy won't be so easy. As NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from the provincial capital, Kandahar City has seen an alarming rise in violence, and locals blame Afghan officials and Western forces, not the Taliban.
Notary Abdullah Ghazdiwal sets up his office on a sidewalk here in downtown Kandahar. His desk is a battered black briefcase laid flat. The gray-turbaned Afghan sits behind it, cross-legged on a mat. Two footstools serve as chairs for customers, of which there are none on this morning. He flips through a stack of official forms attached to a clipboard. He even has ones used by the previous Taliban regime. But for all his forms and self-proclaimed expertise at tackling red tape, Ghazdiwal attracts few clients. One reason is the location of his makeshift office across from Kandahar's police headquarters. The station was one of the targets of a rapid succession of suicide bombings 3 weeks ago that killed some 30 people across the city. Rahmatullah, a baker whose shop is near where the notary sits, recalls fleeing with a cousin on his motorbike when an explosives-laden ambulance rammed the police compound. He adds he's never felt this unsafe in Kandahar in his life. Such fear is widespread these days. Qadir Nurzai heads the Kandahar office of the Afghan Independent Human Rights Commission.
The attack didn't just cause casualties. It traumatized people and made them feel hopeless.
So do a growing number of kidnappings and assassinations. Nurzai says things are so bad that many parents are too afraid to send their children to school.
The security is getting worse day by day. Before, we used to be able to visit just about all of the 17 districts in Kandahar province. These days, we can only go to 5.
The mounting problems have spurred American and NATO officials to train their sights on Kandahar. They want to do here what U.S. Marines have more or less managed to do in neighboring Helmand province, join with Afghan forces and steer the Taliban away from population centers into the mountains and deserts. Driving the Taliban from Kandahar, the group's spiritual birthplace, would be a major coup for the international military coalition here, much bigger than the Marine offensive that captured the Taliban stronghold of Marja in February. It could also mean an economic boom for Kandahar if this largest city in southern Afghanistan is made safe again for businesses and aid agencies. So Afghan and Western officials are meeting with tribal elders across the province to set the stage for a massive joint offensive with Afghan troops this summer. Many residents, however, are alarmed at the prospect of a Kandahar fight. Notary Ghazdiwal is one of them.
The operation won't work, just like it didn't in Marja. Even Helmand's governor says the security situation is still bad there.
Some government officials like Rona Tarin are also worried. It's not that the 38-year-old director of women's affairs in Kandahar doesn't want the militants gone. She rarely goes anywhere other than to the office. And the growing Taliban menace in Kandahar has her thinking she might quit her job. Tarin reads a threat texted to her on her cell phone last month, only hours after Kandahar's director of information and culture was assassinated. It says Majid Babai has been killed, and if you don't leave your job, you will be next. It isn't a hollow threat. Her predecessor was gunned down in late 2006. Other female officials have been killed or escaped assassination attempts since then, and Afghan intelligence officials have warned her she's on a Taliban hit list. But Tarin doesn't think a Western military operation will solve anything.
It won't clear the Taliban permanently from Kandahar City. Its fighters will just move somewhere else.
Some Afghan officials say that's what happened after Marja. Scores of fighters are said to have moved from Helmand into neighboring Kandahar in recent weeks. They are believed to be cooperating with local militant cells and foreign fighters who come here from neighboring Pakistan. But there are other reasons why Kandahar residents have little faith in the coalition or Afghan government. One is that coalition convoys rolling through Kandahar help increase the insecurity here. They attract militants who launch suicide attacks and plant roadside bombs. The armored vehicles, like this Western convoy stopping and starting through a crowded historic market in the provincial capital, also snarl traffic. They inconvenience Afghans, who are forced to a complete stop, sometimes for an hour or longer, to keep their distance from jumpy Westerners with guns. Plus, no Kandahari interviewed for the story trusts that once the Taliban militants are pushed out, that foreign troops will stay long enough to make sure they don't come back. Haji Agha Lalai, a provincial council member, says people also worry the fighting will lead to civilian casualties and refugees. Afghan authorities don't inspire much confidence in Kandahar either. Police officers here, like across the rest of Afghanistan, have long been accused of corruption. Some are even accused of complicity in killings and kidnappings here. And militants they arrest sometimes end up being released. They then go after citizens who helped tip off police in the first place. Even though the West is more engaged these days in training and fine-tuning the police force here, suspicion lingers. Reaction has been lukewarm to plans announced by the Interior Ministry to send 2,000 new police officers to Kandahar. Again, the Human Rights Commission's Nurzai. He says even 20,000 officers wouldn't stop the Taliban. That, he adds, will only happen when people trust the authorities enough to cooperate with them. That's what Governor Wissa says he and Kandahar's international partners are trying to do. He says they are focused on talking with Afghan elders and finding out their needs.
We are not talking about like the operation, like in terms of bombing or exploding or tanks or artilleries. We are just getting prepared to move or to push the government to the district level.
He says they want to provide more governance, services, and Afghan security forces to the far reaches of Kandahar province. Then people won't have to travel as far for help in these troubled times. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.